on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. Our weekly update with Focus on the Family's Daily Citizen. Sitting in for Glenn Stanton today, we catch up with Zachary Mettler. Zach, may I call you Zach?
Zach is great.
Okay. Zach, thanks for taking the time. So much appreciate all that you and the rest of the team do at Focus on the Family and, of course, at Daily Citizen.
Yeah, well, thank you, Steve. It's good to be here and good to sub in for Glenn. So I'm the second shot here. So,
well, and let me make sure our listeners right off the bat know where to find content that we're going to be talking about today. If you go to dailycitizen.focusonthefamily.com, and then when you're there, just do a search actually for Zachary Mettler, M-E-T-T-L-E-R, and you'll find, along with other results, a recent article, Zach, you wrote, titled 23 States Sue to Stop Defunding of Planned Parenthood. And of course, many of us very aware of the changes with the Trump administration coming in. And thankfully, you know, at least our federal money, it's good to see stop going towards what's happening at Planned Parenthood and other pregnancy centers. Here in New Mexico, you may be aware that our local money, our governor, has spent $10 million on an abortion clinic, essentially at the New Mexico-Texas border, to encourage those in Texas that are finding difficulty in getting an abortion to come on over to New Mexico. It's really a destination now for that globally, and is a frustration to Christians and taxpayers alike. But walk us through some of what you found when you were putting together this article.
Yeah, and you mentioned New Mexico, Colorado. We have the same thing going on where Governor Polis has signed legislation now giving millions and millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood in the form of Medicaid dollars, so women can get reimbursed for their abortions through Medicaid. So that's also tragic. But the good news of this is happening because with the One Big Beautiful Bill that was signed on July 4th, Planned Parenthood lost about $800 million of federal taxpayer money, at least. And, that was a great victory. We essentially, as taxpayers, subsidize the abortion business. Planned Parenthood, they perform over 400,000 abortions every year. And so for years and years, urinized taxpayer dollars went to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars per year to Planned Parenthood to subsidize them. You know, our money can't directly pay for abortions because of the Hyde Amendment, but it can, you know, every dollar Planned Parenthood gets from the taxpayers for other services that they provide allows them to expand their locations, extend their hours, hire more people. So we were essentially subsidizing the abortion business. But just a couple days after that legislation was passed, Planned Parenthood, they filed a lawsuit saying that the defund provision in the Big Beautiful Bill was somehow unconstitutional. And we had Judge Indira Talwani in Massachusetts just hours after Planned Parenthood, literally hours after Planned Parenthood filed that lawsuit. She agreed with them and said that the defund provision was an unconstitutional bill of attainder. Now, bills of attainder, it's a fancy word for saying it's a legislative provision that essentially punishes somebody for a perceived crime. It's unconstitutional in the Constitution. There's a specific constitutional amendment that prohibits those. But she said that the defund provision was somehow this bill of attainder. But if you think about it, I mean, that's crazy logic, because you have Congress defunding a specific organization. Well, if that's unconstitutional, then any time Congress ever defunded any organization, that could be somehow unconstitutional. And so you have, you know, this one federal judge now essentially overriding the will of the American people, and overriding a law that was passed by Congress and signed by the president. That was the first lawsuit. The most recent article I did was a coalition of 23 states, which you mentioned, led by Attorney General Letitia James from New York. She filed essentially a similar lawsuit in the same court, and it went to the same judge. And the reason they're filing these lawsuits in the Massachusetts District Court is because 11 of 11 federal judges on that bench were appointed by Democrat presidents. And then if they appeal it to the First Circuit, which is where appeals in that court go, that goes to a court where 5 of 5 active judges were appointed by Democrat presidents. residents as well. So they've really picked their location well in terms of finding judges that are friendly to hear their cause.
Yeah, which actually, I mean, it's almost a whole nother story, which we've done at other times. You know, the rogue judges that are, here we are going about things the correct way, going through Congress, the great big beautiful bill, passing laws, where we have unilateral decisions, as I mentioned, happening, you know, with local government in New Mexico, where our money is, you know, you talk about something that really needs to be looked at closer is, you know, that wasn't a law. That was, a flip of a pen, and taxpayer money is being spent. And as you mentioned, you know, the dollars may not be going directly toward abortion on the budget at mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood. But when, you know, when you're providing more resources to them, they mm-hmm. can allocate other resources they're using for, you know, just move it around and babies are dying. So when we see this as citizens, as taxpayers, as hopefully registered voters, and since mm-hmm. I brought it up, by the way, October or November 5th here in Albuquerque is a mayoral election, along with other mm-hmm. things that'll be on the ballot. And please register to vote, and please vote. But what steps can we take when we see things like this, where, you know, here the current administration passes a law going through the steps that they need, and they worked hard to get the great big beautiful bill through. Mm-hmm. What steps can we take, you know, after the law's passed, Planned Parenthood is being defunded, but you know, then here strategically comes those that would again try to put up roadblocks to things that have been done just how our forefathers intended when they set up the process.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that question. Thank you for asking it. There's two things. One is just practical. I hope that the Trump administration, they have already appealed this to the First Circuit. And so I hope that plays out quickly. And if the First Circuit, goes the wrong way and sides with Judge Talwani, I hope the Trump administration very promptly appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I could honestly see this being a 9-0 decision from the Supreme Court. I think this could be a very easy call on their part of quickly saying that absolutely Congress constitutionally has the power of the purse. They can fund or defund any organization for whatever reason they so choose. That's just within their prerogative. So I hope that happens quickly. But the second thing is, I would encourage you know who your representatives are, know who your senators are. And I think what Congress must do is in an upcoming reconciliation bill, in an upcoming budget package, which they're discussing doing a second round of these budget reconciliation packages, which is how the first big beautiful bill was passed. I hope that they defund Planned Parenthood for one more year. You know, that it was supposed to be 10 years and then it went down to 1 year. And this defund provision, it's only good for 1 year. So Planned Parenthood, through their lawsuits, they're really hoping to run out the clock here. And if they can just keep this tied up in court, they're hoping to essentially override the will of the American people. It'll just take 1 year, as if this actually never happened. And so I think Congress has to not reward them for their legal, you know, shenanigans, but they have to punish them for trying to go this route. And so I really would encourage our representatives, our congressmen, our senators, to defund Planned Parenthood for one more year in an upcoming reconciliation bill. And that's something that us as citizens, we can reach out to our representatives and senators and encourage them to do. I think that'd be a great thing to do. And then also just stay informed, be an informed voter. I'd recommend to your audience Randy Alcorn. He has a great book called Pro-Life Answers to Pro-Choice Arguments, if you want to become more familiar with just the arguments for life. Scott Klusendorf, he has a great book called The Case for Life. These are all things that we can do in our own lives to make sure we're educated and knowledgeable, and even with people who, you know, that we come across, that family members or friends that might be considering abortion. If we're well equipped to have these conversations with them, that's another way that we can get involved and get engaged. And so I'd encourage your audience to do both of those things.
Well, and again, you can thank God for those that are currently serving in Congress and in the Senate to have passed legislation that would have done what, you know, that is working to do what it's intended to do, in part defunding Planned Parenthood, which, by the way, in your article, you mentioned 33 Planned Parenthoods. I'm reading directly from the article. So far, 33 Planned Parenthoods have already announced they will close their doors this year. Praise God. So, and actually, in your article, here's another great answer you give to the question I asked. Let's pray. That's just a start. So yeah, Christians, be on your knees praying for this. And in addition to prayer, as I mentioned, act, be registered to vote. Please, when you have opportunity, go and vote. Because, you know, a different administration can undo, as we've seen in this administration and in previous administrations, what the previous one did. And if we want actions like this to continue in this way, well, it's important that you let it be known who you would like to be in Congress, in Senate, representing you. So again, just encouragement to be active and go find this article again. Zachary Mettler's written the article, 23 States Sue to Stop Defunding of Planned Parenthood. You'll find that at Daily Citizen. It's dailycitizen.focusonthefamily.com. Just do a search for Zachary Mettler. And Zach, thanks so much for taking the time to fill in for Glenn this week. Look forward to, I think we'll catch up again later this month.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Steve. Thank you. I'm a huge fan of prayer, so that's a great idea. And you can also go to thedailycitizen.org. That's kind of a shorter address. So yeah, there you go.
TheDailyCitizen.org. Zach, thanks again. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Steve. You too. Appreciate it.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect. Happen to be an NFL fan at all, Zach?
You know, I do fantasy football, but I'm not sure I have a specific team. So
okay. I did fantasy football for years and did well. It was, you know, money you pay to be in the league and there's prizes for places and have you. When it got to where I just got too busy,